You're listening to Comedy Central.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So I think this is a cool opportunity to talk to somebody who may address a concern or may answer a question that maybe in some way might become policy in the future of this country. So if you have any questions right now, yes, go ahead.
I have a son that will be turning 18 to vote in 2020, and he was conceived right before September 11th when I served. That is not over yet. If you were to be president, what kind of timeline can we see for this generation of voters to not be concerned if they have to enlist to perpetuate this war that has not ended?
Thank you for serving.
Thank everybody for their tax money. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the sacrifice and your families. I would ask the Congress to do something that should have been done a long time ago, which is to update the authorizations for use of military force. So we're still operating under 2001 and 2003 authorities for Afghanistan and Iraq. And so I would ask them to define the three T's, the time, terrain, and troop commitment there. I think we should really lean in economically to stabilize Afghanistan, but significantly reduce our troop presence both there and Iraq, and absolutely not even entertain the idea of going to war in Iran, where I think this president and his advisors would like us to.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Good. The question was about Medicare fraud. Fortunately, you know, I see this in my neck of the woods. You know, part of my district is Silicon Valley.
Yes.
You know, the innovation that's out there right now, especially in artificial intelligence, investing in those technologies to look at billing practices across the country, it can tell you a lot about, you know, where there are, you know, inconsistencies compared to the rest of the country. And I think you can go after that if there's overbilling. Or fraud. I think, again, that takes a next generation leader to challenge the country to go that way. And that's part of what my candidacy is rooted in.
It's interesting that you've said that a few times. Do you intend to make your age part of your appeal that you're running? I think you joined Congress at what, 32?
31. Yeah.
31. Yeah. And so you would be one of the youngest presidents ever. Is that part of what you think needs to change?
Well, because generationally, like, I'm going to be we're a part of the first generation that's going to really feel the effects of doing nothing to address climate.
Right.
We're the generation paying the most in student loan debts. We're the generation that now sends our kids, and you may one day too, to school, and they worry. Not to put them on the spot here.
Sesame Street, but carry on.
You worry about whether your kids are going to come home. So they're generational issues. And I just happen to think our nominee has to have fresher ideas when they stand on that stage than Donald Trump.
Oh, interesting. We've got time for one last question. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'm a retired New York City teacher. I've taught for 32 years, and I have a lot of colleagues that are ready to give up. What is your plan to not only attract new recruits, but to retain the seasoned teachers that are there so the kids can get from?
Thank you for teaching. If you go into teaching and you took on debt to do it, I don't think any teacher in America should have student loan debt, and too many teachers do. Today, but also I see school construction as a federal infrastructure priority. We've never done it that way. School construction is always built locally, so the wealthiest kids get the best schools. Everyone else gets, you know, overhead projectors and, you know, 20th century schools. by doing that, I would connect that school construction money only to districts that are going to increase the pay for their teachers, particularly so they can live and work in the same community. Thank you again for teaching.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Swalwell.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.